Hey friend, welcome to the 50th episode of the Grounded Sleep Podcast. And to celebrate, we're going to have a very special topic this evening. It's going to be on predictive dreams. Yep, I said it, predictive dreams. So when we have a dream that comes true the following day or the following week, and I've had many of these dreams, I'm not here to brag about them. David's so good at predicting things. No, not at all. They do happen on occasion. It's an incredible phenomenon. I have no idea how it works or why it works, how the universe is wired up, but I do know that it happens. And there is a way to cultivate this ability. There are a number of ways, and in tonight's meditation, as you go to sleep, I'll share some stories and help you cultivate your own predictive abilities with your dreams. And if you don't want to predict anything with your dreams, that's okay too. It's not necessary or that important. But sometimes a predictive dream can help us avoid danger or make a good decision financially or in a relationship. Or just validate that we're connected in some bigger way to life that perhaps is mysterious and unexplainable, but that things do have a rhyme and a reason. And that makes me feel calmer and more comfortable with life, knowing that there is this kind of connection, that maybe there's some kind of paradox between destiny and free will. To me, somehow they both exist in the same space, and I can't explain that. So that was me on my soapbox. Go ahead and get into bed if you're not already there. And get nice and comfortable. Hopefully you brush your teeth. If you haven't, pause this, pause me and go do that. Get your PJs on. Turn the lights off, make the room temperature just right. Really set yourself up for success. I use a humidifier because I live in a dry place in the mountains. Whatever it is that you need. And as you get into bed and close your eyes, why don't you just take a few slow, deep breaths with me before we even get into the topic of the evening. Just big, deep breath in. Fill your belly in with air. And an easy, slow sigh out. And again, deep breath in, fill that belly up. And this time, as you release, let go of any tension from today, any responsibility, just breathe it out. And let's do one more deep breath in. And as you breathe out, nice sigh of relief. Ugh. And continue to breathe nice and slowly. There's something very special about going to sleep. It takes a certain kind of trust. We have to let go. We go unconscious, believing, trusting, hoping. The next morning we wake up, the same person in the same bed. There's a deep sense of trust with life. And we regenerate, we dream, we process emotion. And for some strange reason, on occasion, we may have predictive dreams. Dreams that show us some insight. I remember once I was living in Hawaii and I was a tour guide at the volcano. It was actually the world's most active volcano, Kilauea. And my tours would be very long. It'd be about 10, 12 hours, a whole day. We'd drive to the other side of the island and we'd see the volcano and we'd hike and we'd visit a farm. Sometimes we'd even get to see the lava up close. There were even a few times where we got to poke the lava with a stick. It was pretty cool. And I took my job pretty seriously. I was in charge of making sure a group of people stayed safe, that they had a good time. Some of them were on their honeymoons. Some of them spent their life savings to come to Hawaii one time. And I wanted to make sure they had a really good experience. And so one night I went to sleep and I had this dream that my car, which was a Pathfinder, wasn't new. It was a bit older. And I had a dream that the Pathfinder broke down on the way to work. And in the dream, my Pathfinder told me, "I am your chariot. I'm like your horse. And I'm going to get you to work even if I break down. Even when I break down," really is what it said to me. And when I say what it said to me, it was like telepathic in the dream. And I woke up and I just had this sense. I had these predictive dreams before, and predictive dreams have a quality to them. There's a certain texture, certain kind of clarity, a certain kind of sharpness. And so I just knew it was more than a dream. And as I'm telling this story, hope you're nice and relaxed in bed. Let your shoulders drop. Make sure you're still breathing. And so I got up out of bed, got ready for work. I forgot about the dream. I got in my car and I was driving to where I would go pick up my van and then go pick up my guests. I was maybe 25, 26 years old. And while I was driving down the road, all of a sudden, boom, this huge plume of smoke just billowed out of the front of my car. I mean, a lot of smoke. I had to pull over. And I pulled over and I thought, oh man, I'm never gonna make it to work. I'm gonna have to call a tow truck. This thing is done. And then I had this memory, oh wait. The car told me it would break down in my dream last night and that it would get me to work anyway, that it was my chariot. And I was a couple miles away and I decided I'm gonna go for it. I really need to be on time. And so I hit the gas and kept driving. Some of the smoke started to clear. And I'm not exaggerating. I pulled into the parking lot of my job and the car died as I rolled into the parking spot. It just died. And I stopped it right there. Luckily, one of my coworkers was a mechanic. And while I was out for those 12 hours with the group, he actually fixed the car for me. And it all worked out. But I never would have kept going if I hadn't remembered that dream and what my car had told me, that I'm gonna break down, but I'm gonna get you to work. So that was a story I wanted to share. And these stories, these dreams have happened to me many, many times. I don't want to say how many. I don't want to create some kind of expectation. Sometimes they're extremely specific and sometimes a bit vague, but right on point. And so as you fall asleep tonight, as you let go of the day and transition into your rest space. You also can call upon these predictive dreams to help you. And so we have predictive dreams that help with our physical safety. We may have ones that help with relationships, with financial decisions, with creativity. We may have predictive dreams that happen just to validate that we're connected to life. And anything beyond, there's no limit to what they could be. So the first step in having predictive dreams is going to sleep more consciously. That may sound odd, because the point of going to sleep is to go unconscious. But can you go unconscious in a conscious way? So as you fall asleep tonight, you're not trying to knock yourself out. You're slowly drifting off, but in an aware state. You can feel your body. You can feel your breath. You're aware of being in this moment. And this is the only moment that exists. The second step is to set an intention. So is the theme of tonight's sleep creating a bubble of protection around you? Is it coming out the other side with some kind of insight into a relationship, into how something at work may unfold, and something to watch out for? Where do you sense intuitively in your life that having a predictive dream might actually help? It might actually help you navigate in a grounded way. So set that intention. When we have predictive dreams, what we're doing is receiving information that's relevant and useful to us. It may help us, and it may help the world. I once had a dream that I picked up some eggs, and then I dropped them and broke them. And I woke up, I went downstairs, I opened the refrigerator, I pulled out some eggs, and I almost dropped them, and I remembered the dream. And I thought to myself, oh no, I'm avoiding breaking these eggs. And then somehow, they slipped out of my hand, and a couple of them broke. And it was just funny. No matter how much I tried to avoid it, there it was. And the purpose of that dream, for me, was the insight that sometimes we just break some eggs. In life, sometimes when we're making an omelet, we break a few eggs, and that's part of life. and it doesn't have to stress us out. We don't have to punish ourselves. It doesn't have to be a big deal to break some eggs. So as you set an intention, perhaps there's a kind of insight that your soul is looking for. And if you don't know what it is, you can just set the intention that your dreams will show you what your soul is looking for. And an intention is a thought, an image, and a feeling put together. Let the thought turn into an image, and let the image have a feeling behind it. The third step here is, and this is getting a bit deeper into the fascinating realms of energy, but in the dreamscape, in the dream world, or the dream dimensions, there are many levels. You can call them realms, you can call them dimensions, states of consciousness. And each level, let's say, has a different function. So one dream level might just be very physical. You have dreams from digesting food. Another may be processing emotion. Another may be cleaning up excessive thought. Another dimension or realm, maybe where you go just to rest as a soul. Another may be for creativity. Another may be to connect with deceased loved ones. And there may be a realm here for predictive dreams. And the predictive dreams that we have may be here to protect us or others, or help us navigate life in some way. So as you begin to fall asleep and let go of the day, I'd like you to take the astral elevator up to the realm of predictive dreams. This is a place that is beyond the physical realm, but has insight into the physical realm. And during your sleep tonight, at some point, you'll be in this space. And you'll set the intention now that this doorway will be open in this realm so you can receive information and bring it back to the body when you wake up. And when you wake up, you want to keep your body still so you can retain that information. Make sure you're breathing. Allow yourself to start to drift away. Just melt deeper and deeper into the dream state. And lastly, step four. You can call on your guides, on your guardian angels, on deceased loved ones to help you navigate this space as your body sleeps, and to show you any relevant information that will protect you or help you thrive in your waking life. In India, they say even our waking life is a dream. They call it Maya in Sanskrit. It's a kind of dream. And so we go from one dream during the day to another dream at night. So as you fall asleep, call on those beings that are here to help you navigate these dream states, to give you any information that will really help you be safe and thrive. Allow your body to melt into the bed. Slowly and gently let go of the day. Let yourself go to sleep. Any dreams that are meant to show you something will arise, and you'll allow yourself to receive them, to receive that information, and bring it back to your waking state. Have a wonderful sleep.